Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates. Maybe you're listening via podcast or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. Even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Like the good stage dad that he is, Brian is out right now trying to shop his daughter's directorial debut about the dog that got stolen out of the garage. He may make an appearance by the time this show goes off the air. I will threaten you with that, segment by segment. We'll see if he shows up or not. We'll see. I wouldn't get my hopes up. We've gone through this before, and we know the result. Although there was that one time where it was Filthy and he came in dressed as Vince McMahon with the pencil mustache and all that sort of stuff, the black hair dye that he couldn't get out of his hair for days, but I don't think that's going to happen this time, but we'll see. Doesn't matter, though. Show's got to go on, and we got a lot to get into. Monday Night Raw, last night from Boston. They taped two of them, in fact, and that's nice. That's something they've been doing a lot more now. They did it in November around American Thanksgiving, gave both brands off for a weekend by taping twice. NXT is doing that tonight as well, too. Raw last night, very storyline and promo heavy, only three matches. I think there were at least that many pull-apart brawls somewhere in that building last night. One big title change, though, as well as one additional Netflix debut match coming up. CM Punk and Seth Rollins was announced for that. Also got NXT tonight on the CW. Tony Khan has announced a couple of new matches for Collision. Several wrestlers are leaving TNA. And of course, the ratings as well, too. Good news for both SmackDown and Rampage last week. Collision and Saturday Night's main event? They did okay. Plus, I had a couple thoughts on the weekend. We'll get it all started when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and Andrew Zarian joins you on Sundays beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. But for the next few weeks, Mr. Josh Nason will be filling in for Andrew. Josh is currently doing his retrospective podcast series on 2024 for members of the website. You can check that out, WrestlingObserver.com. You can find out all of the ways that you can become a member of the website. $14.99 gets you everything. $9.99 gets you into Twitch if you just want that, or YouTube or Spotify or iTunes. There's also a holiday deal going on right now. If you wanted to gift somebody a subscription, WrestlingObserver.com is the place that you want to go. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to WrestlingNews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. And if you can't handle Brian not being here right now, you're not sure if he's going to show up or not, that's okay. Once this show is over, become a member of the website, and you can listen to he and Dave. And the crazy part when it comes to a Brian and Dave show is you never know what you're going to hear. Dave may go walking away to go try to find results, and he'll have to print them off on his computer, which I believe is a dot matrix computer. You can hear that in the background as Brian is voicing that over. You never know what can happen on a Brian and Dave show. You can never know what happens on any of these shows because we don't do any planning. I think that is very obvious every single day on this here show. But there are some things we need to get into that are not Brian Alvarez related. Those are the ratings. I'm going to start with those and get those out of the way right away here. SmackDown last Friday, we're going to take him in order as well. SmackDown last Friday, 1.530 million viewers to USA Network. That's up from the previous week's audience and was the best the show has done since November 22nd. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demo was also up to a 0.47, which was their tied for their highest rating in the demo since October 11th. Rampage, later on Friday night, drew 279,000 people to TNT, up from 177,000 the week prior. Largest audience for the show since September 20th. The 18 to 49-year-old demo for Rampage, 0.08, up 100% from the previous week's rating of 0.04. So that's going to continue on when I talk about Collision. The 18 to 49s came back to wrestling this week, I guess. Saturday night's main event on NBC, 1.59 million viewers. According to Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics, a NBCU source has told him about 700,000 people watched the show live on Peacock. So you combine those two together, and it did around 2.3 million people. So solid, I guess. On linear TV, it was did a little bit less than the NBA game that was on ABC. So I don't think anybody can really complain about that number. Now, with Collision on Saturday night, a terrible overall number, which is not good considering what this week's number is going to be, and I'll get into that in a moment, but their 18 to 49-year-old number came back. Only 246,000 viewers overall, but a 0.09 in 18 to 49. Lowest overall viewership the show has ever done in its normal time slot. But in 18 to 49, it was up 30% and was the best the show has done since November. So there you go. Something to fight about. Everybody's got their ammunition on both sides now. But when it comes to this weekend, I think everything's getting wiped out for sure. SmackDown and Rampage are going to get cooked on Friday night. ABC and ESPN at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Indiana and Notre Dame, which has got a bunch of extra storylines baked into it, just on top of being the first playoff game of this new expanded format. So it's hard for me to believe that SmackDown is not going to get hurt real bad, and Rampage is going to be probably invisible when it comes to Friday night's ratings. Then on Saturday, actually, and this is where there's a silver lining for AEW on Saturday. TNT and Max are airing the first two games beginning at noon Eastern. It's SMU and Penn State at noon, then at 4 o'clock it's Clemson and Texas. And as of now, there's a post-game show scheduled to fit in between that Clemson-Texas game ending and Collision beginning. But if that game goes long, has a lot of scoring, goes into overtime, whatever the case may be, before football fans switch over en masse to ABC and ESPN for the final game, which is Tennessee and Ohio State, AEW could have a ridiculous amount of eyeballs for the first few minutes of Collision. And because of that, it's going to be really interesting to see what they start with. Visually, it should be pretty cool considering they're at Hammerstein Ballroom, and it's TNT and AEW production, which, for anything you want to say about it, it's worth a lot of money, and I'm sure they can make the Hammerstein look really any way that they want it to look. So it's going to be interesting to see if they take it away a little bit from what ROH does the night before, if they make it look a little different than what ECW would do there, what WWE would do there. Going to be interesting to see how it looks, but it's also going to be interesting to see what they start with. Tony Khan announced on social media, because that's what he does, yesterday, that there are going to be two Continental Classic matches that are going to take place on Collision. Two Blue League matches. One is Daniel Garcia against Shelton Benjamin. The other, Will Ospreay against Ricochet. Regardless of what you think about their matches together, I think it is fair to say that probably is the best venue for that match as far as getting maximum reaction from the live crowd, as far as getting maximum reaction from all of the clips that will make their way up to social media. That's going to be probably a big deal. Certainly a big deal to AEW fans and the fans of those two guys. But do you start with that? Or do you start with some sort of promo? Do you have the Death Riders out there? I know, okay, God, why would we want the Death Riders out there? Well, it's the biggest storyline, supposedly taking place in the company. Do you start it off like that? Do you start it off with Shelton Benjamin standing out there alongside MVP and Bobby Lashley because they've created the biggest splash? That's the biggest thing in my mind going on in AEW right now, is what's going on with those guys. Do you start them out there with a promo with guys who look impressive, with people that people may remember from WWE? You see them out there, and they cut a great promo, and then that leads into Shelton Benjamin and Daniel Garcia. Going to be interesting to see what they do, because, again, overall, that show is going to tank. It's not their fault. It's just that with the football games taking place, I think they're going to get absolutely rocked. With that said, you never know what kind of eyeballs you could get. You can never know what could happen. So we'll see how they start everything up. NXT tonight on the CW. A couple of things announced. In fact, a bunch of matches have been announced so far. Jada Parker against Ren Sinclair. Zarya and Sol Ruka against Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson. Nathan Frazier and Axiom against Gallus for the NXT Tag Team title, as well as Oba Femi against Axiom in the match that Nathan Frazier got for, well, he got the tag team title match for themselves, and Axiom got the match with Oba Femi. I don't know if they're going to ever split those two or not. Logic says that they're going to, but I got to be honest, I like them as friends who can't communicate. I love Nathan Frazier and the role that he's in, with kind of doing heelish things, but then he kind of backs off because he is a good guy. I love the dynamic between those two, but at some point, maybe they'll lose the belts. And considering that Brian thinks the entire show is booked against him, Gallus may end up winning those belts just to spite him. Also, Trick Williams and Eddie Thorpe for the NXT title. Got a whole lot more to get into when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Still no Brian Alvarez as of yet. I don't think producer Jared will do this or not because he is a professional and would not want to embarrass people in the same way that his main employer, Brian Alvarez, likes to embarrass people all the time, but we do have a shot of his lonely, empty studio right now. There is almost gold urine level of mood lighting going on there. I don't know if that's a if that means anything. Look at that in the background. There's the YouTube plaque. But still, no Brian Alvarez, who is right now again out there shopping. Paisley's fantastic directorial debut about the dog. Producer Dom has seen it. If I run out of things to talk about on this show and Brian doesn't show up, maybe producer Dom can come on and give his Gene Shalit, his Siskel and Ebert, his review of that epic presentation that Brian is currently right now shopping. But we got a lot more stuff to get into. Actually, let me take one shot at Brian just because I was thinking about how good the weekend was. And really, it doesn't matter what wrestling promotion that you like. You had a good weekend. If you like ROH, on Rampage, you got to see Brian, Keith, and Cardona. You got to hear Jericho on commentary. You got to see a continued build for their match coming up at Ring of Honor. If you're an independent wrestling fan, you had Jericho showing up and attacking both Cardona and Effie, which is a story for another day with him showing up and attacking both of them leading into the match at the Hammerstein. Apparently, the show in Mexico was good. I haven't had a chance to see that yet, but the CMLL show on Friday night that had a bunch of AEW talent down there was a good one. New Japan show. Hazuki and Mercedes Moné is almost what everybody is saying. I don't know if that's the greatest women's match to ever take place on American soil or not. I mean, just last year, Charlotte and Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania was pretty awesome. We've had Bianca and Becky. We had Sasha and Bayley in the past. We've had Charlotte and Becky Lynch. There's been a lot of good matches in WWE, and I don't know where this one fits on that list, but certainly when it comes to non-WWE women's matches, that one was way up there. It's like anything else. If you want to pick it apart, if you're a worker, especially if you used to be in the wrestling business and want to pick the match apart, you absolutely can. But it was like watching a really good game. It was like watching a really good wrestling contest. I would not have called all of the plays that they did at times in there. You had the slap spot. Don't really love that back and forth. The headbutt in the corner, although that looked to be work, so that was good. But there were a couple of small things, but at the end of the day, the match was great. It really was a great match, probably the best match of any kind throughout the weekend. So I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of that show. Now, I did see Nick Nemeth and AJ Francis on the TNA show. I thought the TNA show, it was good. And from what TNA fans, people who watch it and are more hardcore on a regular basis, watch the weekly TV, they all seem to be satisfied with it. Although, it's interesting to see what's going to happen with Joe Hendry. They are pushing towards a Nick Nemeth-Joe Hendry title match. Hendry, earlier on in the night, won a four-way to become the number one contender. You have Frankie Kazarian, who in October won the Call Your Shot title match, so he's still in the mix. But a lot of people believe that Joe Hendry is going to be on the NXT roster or in WWE, probably on the NXT roster after the Royal Rumble. So do you belt him up? Do you belt him up momentarily and then have Kazarian steal it and then bring in somebody, do something fresh where, okay, we get to see you know, somebody come in and challenge him that way. I don't know. I don't know what Nick Nemeth's time in TNA is going to be, or if JBL is going to play a part in Nick Nemeth's time in TNA. Or so, not a clue there, but that was not a great match. That was about a 15-minute match that went about a half hour, but it seemed to be more to kind of get along that, okay, Francis got his title shot, and now it's building towards Nemeth and Joe Hendry. Speaking of TNA, there are a couple people that are leaving, and not just Joe Hendry has been rumored for a long time now, but on Monday, Mike Johnson reported that Kushida, Trent Seven, and Jay Chung have all wrapped up as of last weekend's tapings and would be exiting the company. Also yesterday, Fightful reported that AJ Francis is done with his commitments, and his contract is also set to expire at the end of the year. Those departures, as of now, there's talk that AJ Francis, they're going to work out a deal and bring him back. He's been in the mix a lot. Obviously, being in the main event of this show, the tag team he's got with Casey Navarro and all that. Plus, if you're TNA, yeah, you got WWE and all that other stuff, but you need somebody who can kind of generate you some publicity. And with DJ Hukid and some of the other people that AJ Francis knows, I can see him sticking around there as somebody that can actually go out to different situations and try to get the word out more about TNA. I think that's going to be even more important as Scott D'Amore gets Maple Leaf Wrestling off the ground. It's going to be interesting to see if they are going to have a relationship. They seem to have one now with AEW and New Japan. That's going to make things tough on TNA as well, too. You know, if you don't have the NXT talent there, what are you going to do to kind of make yourself stand out? So they're going to have to do everything they need to do. All those folks, though, that are going to be leaving, they follow Rhino and Speedball Mike Bailey and Josh Alexander and some other people who have now wrapped up with TNA. Yesterday or this morning on the Wrestling Observer radio show, Dave talked to Brian about money being a factor in a lot of these decisions. At least it was a partial factor when it came to Rhino. So how much they're going to be spending is another big question. They started off the beginning of this year looking good because they had some surprisingly strong pay-per-view numbers, and then apparently their TNA Plus subscriptions picked up at the end of last year, the beginning of this year. I don't know where that stands right now, and I don't know where the interest stands in NXT outside of the diehards, or I'm sorry, in TNA, unless you're a diehard, if there's not NXT talent that's going to be in the mix. Somebody that could be in the mix for AEW is Matt Cardona. And speaking of Dave, he answered a question that somebody sent in that Brian read to Dave about Matt Cardona's contractual status. And Meltzer was asked if AEWShop.com selling a Cardona t-shirt was a sign that he is close to signing. Dave said he did not know if he signed it or not, but that Cardona has been offered a deal. In October, Cardona mentioned being, quote, legit shocked that he had not received a contract offer from either WWE or AEW. Cardona said, listen, if WWE or AEW called and there was a good offer with some intent to use me in a certain way, of course I'd have that conversation, but I'm not going to BS it. I haven't gotten an offer from either of those companies, so until then, I just got to keep raising my stock and elevating myself and trying to change the game on the independent level. So we'll see if Matt Cardona becomes a full-fledged member of either the ROH or AEW roster after this weekend. TNA Ring of Honor, where he will be wrestling Chris Jericho for the ROH World Championship. That is streaming on Friday, Survival of the Fittest. Also on that show, Athena defends the ROH World Women's title against Billy Starks. The tag team titles are on the line, Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara against The Righteous. ROH Women's TV title, Red Velvet against Layla Hirsch, and Jay Lethal against QT Marshall is what is currently on the card. So that's what you got going on. Athena will also be headed to Japan, and I believe we mentioned this on the show. And oh, I forgot to throw Brian under the bus for this a little bit earlier on when I meant to throw him under the bus because I got to talking about everything else. But on Collision, that Willow Nightingale match against Jamie Hayter, Brian now on two shows has said Willow Nightingale just, poof, disappeared. The lights went out, Julia Hart came out, and she left. Poor Jamie Hayter to be murdered. I had to go back and watch twice just to make sure my eyes weren't deceiving me. They actually show Willow Nightingale walking back through the tunnel to go to the back. So I don't know if the YouTube feed on the West Coast was different than what I got here on the East Coast, but they absolutely showed Willow Nightingale leaving. So there was a reason that nobody came to save Jamie Hayter, or the fact that she was not able to come back out quickly. For as much as we bag on little things when it comes to AEW and even WWE, when it comes to production faux pas that we see, like, give them their credit for that one. They did, like, give you a reason that she was gone there. So that, I don't know what he was watching there, but anyway, Stardom, the International Women's Cup qualifiers for them are finally on the horizon. They take place beginning this starting on Friday. There are going to be four-way matches that are going to be taking place. The winners of those matches then move on to a four-way on Sunday the 22nd. Don't worry, there's not going to be a quiz after this later on. The winner of that match moves on to the Tokyo Dome on January 5th to face off against Athena, who is representing Ring of Honor, Willow Nightingale representing AEW, and Persephone, who is representing CMLL. So that's pretty much everything that we got going on with the news right now. When we get back from break, Monday Night Raw from the TD Garden Arena in Boston, Massachusetts, one of two shows they taped last night, and from what we've heard, because it's not just me, I know Brian has heard this too. A lot of you folks in Boston, you paid for one ticket, you got two shows, and went, we're going to get out of here. Apparently, people started filing out after the first show. As the second SmackDown went on, I guess more people were like, all right, we're good with this. We'll just watch and see what happens coming up Monday when it airs. So we'll see what the sound is like and any sweetening that needs to be done for that show. But the crowd was pretty good last night, even though they only got three matches. But they were actually three pretty good ones. And we'll get into them when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live. Kyrie, do it anywhere, having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to rob me. It's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Get your choice of a Kobalt 8-piece standard or metric ratchet wrench set for just $39.98. That's a $60 savings. And save $50 on a Blackstone 28-inch 2-burner griddle. Was $249, now $199. Order by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/19 through 12/25. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Same-day delivery on eligible in-stock items. Subject to availability. Fees vary. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Jared, can we go over to Brian's studio here? See if he's shown up yet or not? No. Look at that. Still not in yet. Still with the yellow mood lighting on, I'm sorry. I had a feeling he wouldn't be showing up. But you never know. Still got, what, 20 more minutes here? Till he shows up. Hit you with my velvety tones here. Can't believe people say they don't like my voice. You know how much money I've made off this voice? People pay me for this voice. You pay people that pay me for this voice. See, you get voiceover work. Let's see, you guys sit here at the beach and do something. I see you in the YouTube chat. Terrible coughing. What a eunuch this guy is. What a jealous man. I'm sorry that you have a fetish for screaming Brian Alvarez, okay? Don't worry. He's going to be back tomorrow on this show. I almost guarantee that. Now, Friday, on the other hand, you know how those go. But if you want to hear Brian, because he's not here today, WrestlingObserver.com, that's where you can become a member, and you can listen to Dave and Brian on Wrestling Observer Radio, which is up for everybody last night, talking about WWE Monday Night Raw from the TD Garden Arena, Boston, Massachusetts. In fact, they talk about the spoilers for this show, which I am not going to do on this particular broadcast, because we have found out through demographics and doing a whole lot of research. I believe somebody hired some of the people that work for Brandon Thurston to do this type of research here. People don't like spoilers. They just don't at all. Not even when we have them like robotically said by AI. No, people just don't like them. So you're not going to get them here. But what you are going to get here is CM Punk starting the show with an in-ring promo directed at Seth Rollins. Said if Rollins wanted to interrupt him, he'd be glad to give him the wrestling lesson that he wanted, like he did way back when. And he'd do it for free. Punk was out there for damn near 10 minutes before Rollins came out through the crowd. They went back and forth on the microphone for a while as Rollins worked his way down towards ringside. They end up brawling around ringside. And then they get him broken up. Then they brawl throughout the crowd, and the officials had to break them up. So that was about the first 20 minutes of the show. Then they went to the Judgment Day, which was shown in their clubhouse. Finn asked everybody where they were on Saturday night. Liv Morgan explained where everyone was in the most condescending of ways before she and Raquel and Dom left, and Finn was left to stew about it because, you know, with Finn, if you listen to him, you get the win. We'll see how that goes later on. After a commercial break, Adam Pearce confronted Seth Rollins. Rollins wanted a match with Punk. After Pearce stormed off, Drew McIntyre walked up to Seth, told him, when it comes to the bloodline, you told me to get over it. Well, it's not so easy when it's all up in your face now, is it? Drew tells him that everyone that is enabling Roman Reigns needs to be taken out. And then finally, it needs to be Roman Reigns that gets taken out. Seth says he's already taken out Roman at WrestleMania, and by his side at that time were Sammy and Jay, and those are his friends. He respects them, but the jury is still out on Drew, so he didn't completely take a shot at Drew right there. He hit him a little bit, but the fact of the matter is he left the door open a little bit by saying the jury is still out. Seth then said he was leaving to do what Drew could not, and that was take out CM Punk. We got our first of the three matches. Intercontinental Championship, Braun Breaker defended against Ludwig Kaiser. They gave him lots of time. 18 minutes and 15 seconds, I think, is what Cage Match had up there. It was really very good. Kaiser worked on Breaker's left shoulder throughout the match, and Breaker had to try to sell that and did a fantastic job. And that was, I think, the point of this match was give Braun Breaker some more time that he's not going to get anywhere else. You don't really do house shows. You got the big holiday tour that's going to be coming up here in a couple of weeks. But Braun Breaker, the only thing that he needs to do is just wrestle more matches. He's already so great in so many ways, and you can see how good he could possibly be as a main eventer for a long time. And Ludwig Kaiser was the right guy for him to be in with. Him and Sheamus was a good matchup. Now him and Ludwig Kaiser having their feud, which now looks like it's probably over. Breaker got a gut buster and a running spear, got the victory. So he was still selling the shoulder, but he comes out on top. Probably going to be going away from Ludwig now. Interesting to see what Braun Breaker has planned for the Royal Rumble. The New Day then showed up. They ran into Rey Mysterio as they were trying to go in the locker room, and Rey said they are not allowed in. Kofi complained to him, and Rey said, well, they crossed the line when it comes to Big E. They then showed Cody getting laid out after Saturday night's main event by Kevin Owens. They made sure to point out 45 million social media views. So there you go. Joe Tessitore tells us that Cody does not have a fractured neck, for all of you out there that were wondering about Cody's condition today. We got an awesome War Raiders video package talking about all of their past injuries and why they were motivated for the tag team title match coming up later on in the night against Finn Balor and JD McDonagh. It was very, very well done. Kathy Kelly then talked to Adam Pearce, who revealed that Punk and Rollins will wrestle on the January 6th debut of Raw on Netflix. So that joins now the tribal combat match between Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. Wonder if that show is going to be 3 hours. You already have two matches right there. You could argue that because it's Punk and Rollins and because Reigns and Sikoa, it's not the match that would have to go a long time. It's everything around it. It's the entrances. It's the clothes and anything, any afterbirth that's going to take place after the match. All of that sort of stuff that takes place in there, you're going to need time for that. So if it's only a two-hour show, maybe we're only going to get two matches. Maybe they put on another short one in there. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they are going back to 3 hours, and then we can complain about that for several weeks after until we get used to it again. Liv Morgan, Raquel, and Dom came down to the ring. Dom grabbed the mic. Fans booed him down. So Liv Morgan, this must have been left over from Jimmy Hart on Saturday night. She broke out a megaphone. Dom held the mic for her while Liv began cutting her promo through it. Thankfully, she did hand it off to Raquel and just used the microphone. She then got cut off by Rhea Ripley, who came down to the ring. Rhea says after all they have gone through, it's gone on for long enough and they need to settle it once and for all. Rhea says that Adam Pearce has made her the number one contender. She's going to take her belt back and leave Morgan with her quote. And this is a quote. I'm not saying this. This is what was said on the show, on a TV PG show, quote, chicken tender slut, end quote. That's how she referred to Dominic Mysterio. In the back, Jackie Redman attempted to interview Seth Rollins about Pierce making the match between he and CM Punk. Drew was then shown walking in the background when Sami Zayn came out of nowhere and they started fighting, and referees had to rush in and officials had to break them up as everything was going haywire. After a break, they showed The Miz backstage trying to get out of his association with the Final Testament. I don't care if Brian wanted him to grow a beard and change his look and all that sort of nonsense. No, The Miz being there, pardon me, against his will with all those guys, I think it's great. And in fact, Karrion Kross rubbed in the fact that he's got, you know, your 22 championships when he told Miz that he had made a match between he and Dexter Lumis next week on Raw. So they did kind of hint at something at the end with maybe Paul Ellering. You know, Karrion Kross said something walking out to the effect of nobody walks away from us. And Paul Ellering was kind of like looking back and forth at Akam and Rezar. So I don't know if that's foreshadowing or anything like that, or that was just a wacky way to end the skit. But maybe they're looking at a way to maybe play Paul Ellering out again. But we'll have to see. Second match of the night, Women's Intercontinental Title Tournament first round triple threat match. Long story short, Zoe Stark beat both Caden Carter and Raquel Rodriguez in about 9.5 minutes. This was better than a lot of the three ways that they often are in both WWE and NXT. Unless it's top tier women, a lot of times these three ways, there'll be points in it where time stands still. You'll get a lot of botched spots. It'll start really slow, all that sort of stuff. None of that was the case in this match. It was actually, again, of the three matches on the show, it was by leaps and bounds, you know, in third place. But it wasn't an awful match by any means whatsoever. It was a fine TV match. The end came when Raquel lifted up Caden for the Tejano bomb. Zoe missile drop kicked Raquel in the back. She then picked up Caden, hit the Z360 for the pin. Zoe needs a new finisher in her arsenal. She really does. When she's really tired and her opponent's really tired, when that move is perfect, it looks great. You know, that flip into the knee that somebody takes and then they fly off. When it hits, it's perfect. On a bigger person, I don't think she's going to be able to do it. And in a case like this where it seemed like both of them were tired, there needs to be another move that she can hit that's got, you know, an impactful aesthetic to it that she can use on everybody and be able to get a victory that way. But no complaints to me about the match. Stark now moves on to the semifinals against Dakota Kai. The final three-way match is scheduled for next week. As of last night's show, it's scheduled to be Kairi Sane, Alba Fire, and Natalya. The winner of that goes on to face Lyra. We'll get into that more here in a minute. R-Truth and Alpha Academy are hanging out backstage. Pete Dunne confronts Truth again about calling him Butch because this is a feud that won't end. He says he's given him his last warning. Dunne then walks off. Truth walks off. Chad Gable and American Alpha walk up. Chad starts running down Alpha Academy again before Otis cuts him off. Chad says that it's basically time for him to kill his creation, and he's going to start with Tozawa. So I would assume that that is going to be taking place on next week's Raw. A graphic then appeared on the screen. It read with a red zero with a slash cutting through it. It was then followed by another Netflix plug. So seems as if Penta El Zero Miedo, or whatever he is going to be called, looks like he is going to debut on January 6th. So now you see why Phoenix has been so upset here in the last couple of weeks, considering he's going to be able to see his brother debut on a heavily hyped edition of Monday Night Raw. And he seems to be in really good with a lot of San Francisco 49ers. And considering how many of those guys are on the injured list right now, plenty of them will have time to show up and maybe offer some support to him alongside George Kittle. At that point, with less than a half hour in the show left to go, Kofi and Xavier were still looking for a place to dress. Jackie Redmond started to interview them. They started to explain themselves. We hear the clanging of falling pipes. We then see the after effects of Kairi Sane getting her arm smashed in a production trunk by the Pure Fusion Collective. So she is out of the match next week in the three-way. She will have to be replaced by somebody. Who could it be? Could it be somebody from her own team? We'll have to find out next week on Raw. Then it was time for the WWE World Tag Team title match, the main event, Finn Balor and JD McDonagh against the War Raiders. Long story short, a really, really good tag team wrestling match on TV. Finn went to get a chair. The referee took it away. Went to grab another one behind the referee's back. Damian Priest pulled him into the barricade. He stumbled back into the ring. Got hit with the War Machine. That's that. New tag team champions are the War Raiders. We'll be back to put a bow on this thing soon. Wrestling Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. No, we're not even going to get Brian diving in for the end here. You will be back tomorrow. Tied up right now dealing with an agent, and he'll be back to tell you about all that on the Brian and Vinny show. I believe a new one of those goes up tonight. It's Tuesday night, right? So you're going to have that coming up. Plus, he'll be back with me tomorrow on this show. Going to be talking about AEW, obviously previewing that and talking about everything that goes down tonight on NXT. Eddie Thorpe, the smartest, bestest baby face in the entire wrestling business after what he got over on Ava, goes after Trick Williams for that title. I mean, you could have Eddie Thorpe win. That may be a bridge too far. Maybe Obafemi comes out and ruins everything or something like that. But, I mean, you wanted to get heat. Bet you Eddie Thorpe could get some heat with that belt and being a real thorn in the side of both Obafemi and Trick Williams. Maybe. Got to see what's going to happen with Rich Holland. I don't know if he just disappeared into the ether or not. If he's going to go back up to the main roster, he probably should stay in NXT. Is he still upset with Trick? What's going to happen with him? Will we ever see Andre Chase again? You know, he gave his goodbye, but he looked back. Will we be having new students come in? Will he be getting some people out of the portal to come back to Chase University? We'll have to find out that too. I would hate to see that guy leave. I really would. And That's pretty much it for today, everybody. Like I mentioned, AEW coming up on Wednesday, NXT tonight. It's the nonstop cavalcade of professional wrestling for you. Tell you what, the Blue League, it's looking easy. The Gold League, I don't know. Ospreay, Claudio, it's sold that it won't be Claudio, but we'll see. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. I want to thank everybody out there for watching. I want to thank everybody out there for producing. Jared and Dom, we shall talk to you all again after a while.